Now, once again, you say these words with me. Say, standing against the spiritual attacks. And we are dealing with signs to know that you are actually attacked spiritually. And it's important to actually notice that this teaching, it is an eye-opener to believers to understand how the operations of the enemy operates. And as we actually said, that it is not for us to know what the enemy does. It is for us to acquire spiritual intelligence. As Jesus said, watch and pray. Now, the word watch, it is being alert. And you can't be alert if you have no clue of how the enemy's operandis are. It is much important to understand the overwhelming love of God. When God reveals to us, for us to know. Now, in scripture, the Bible says it in this way. In 2 Corinthians 2:11, so that Satan will not outsmart us. For we are familiar. That word? For we are what? Familiar. For we are familiar with his evil schemes. Now, I want us to see this quickly because this is Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul says he was familiar. But the question is, are you familiar? So Paul said, to avoid, he says he cannot allow Satan to outsmart him. He said, for we know. Are you here, somebody? He said, for we know what? He says, we are familiar with his evil schemes. I don't know if you're getting it. The question I'm asking you once again is, are you familiar? Do you know there are things that are happening to you, some people around you or home or your family, your father, your sister, yourself? You may not be familiar. All you are doing is, I'm praying and I'm waiting on God. Not knowing, in fact, there is a whole orchestration. The enemy has planned your downfall. And he does not come with lightnings. According to Bible, in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1, I want us to read this verse.
The serpent was the shrewdest of all the wild animals the Lord God had made. One day, he asked the woman.
Okay, now go to NIV. People don't understand something very important here.
Now, the serpent was more crafty than any of the wild animal the Lord God had made.
Now, and then he said to the woman.
He said to the woman, did God really say, you must not eat from the tree in the garden?
From any tree?
From any tree in the garden?
Okay, did God say that? Did God say they shouldn't eat from any tree in the garden? But that's the question. Did God really say you must not eat from any tree in the garden? Did God say that?
No.
Now, the Bible says that the serpent was most crafty out of all the animals. And this is over years and years ago, thousands of years ago. And yet, that same serpent is the same demon, same Satan we're dealing with it today. He has even upgraded himself to Pro Max. Now, can you imagine that we have got someone right now, the enemy comes and he asks a question and he used a serpent. The devil used a snake. You must know that at that time, Adam and Eve had the ability to talk to animals. You must know that. Never forget that. He had an ability to speak to animals. And then the devil uses a serpent. And that time the serpent had legs. Because for the snake to have the body without legs, it was a curse. God said, from now, you'll be using your stomach in moving. I'm trying to talk to somebody. So the serpent had legs. I do not understand what really happened for the snake, for the serpent to take the woman to go out. Women, please. 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 Some of your friends, they look like friends, but they are serpents. And we even wonder how you take them for breakfast. Now, so scripture says, now I want you to see something very important here. It says that the snake was so crafty. And what was so crafty, it is through which the devil came through. Now I'm trying to talk to you. That which was so crafty, it is through which the devil came through. And God cast the serpent. But I want you to hear this before we actually go further. This is a woman first created by God. And she's able to be deceived. The whole discussion which happened between the serpent and the woman, that psychological warfare and attack, that question, did God really say this? It is what is happening to some people today. They have got questions. Did God really say I should do this project? Did God really say I'm called? I should do this ministry? Am I really this? Now, the Bible says that conversation that happened there, it looked like a normal conversation. And what she did looked like a normal thing. But the cost of it has affected all of us. That is a spiritual attack. Spiritual attack may look so small, may look something that you may not even pay attention. In fact, the woman, when she was eating the fruit, she never thought it was a big deal. When you are under spiritual attack, how the enemy will bring something over your life, you may not even realize the impact it will have over your calling or your life or, of course, the project that God has showed you. Now, let me show you a very important aspect as we are praying on spiritual attacks. Now, are you still here, right?
Yes.
Now, let's look. Tonight, I'm going to give you a few examples. We actually spoke about how to know you're under spiritual attack. And I gave you some points. In continuation of the points I gave you, before I even continue with other points, tonight I'm going to divert a little bit and give you two. We're going to have two people that are going to study them. And these two people had gone through spiritual attacks. I have put up 9 people in the Bible, but we're going to check on 2 tonight. The first person that we're going to look at is going to be Job. Now, we're going to look at Job and see certain similitudes that are similar with you. What's happening with you? The things that are taking place and they are same issues with you. Now, let's go to Job chapter 1, verse 6 to 12.
Now, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan also came among them. And the Lord said to Satan, "From where do you come?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "From going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it." Then the Lord said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil?" So Satan answered the Lord and said, "Does Job fear God for nothing? Have you not made a hedge around him, around his household, and around all that he has on every side? You have blessed the work of his hands, and his possessions have increased in the land. But now, stretch out your hand and touch all that he has, And he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, all that he has is in your power. Only do not lay a hand on his person. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord.
I want you to hear with attention, because we're not studying history. We are studying what's happening with you. And we're using these men as prototypes. Now, we're going to read again chapter 2 from verse 1 until I tell you to stop.
Again, there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord. And Satan came also among them to present himself before the Lord. And the Lord said to Satan, from where do you come? Satan answered the Lord and said, from going to and fro on the earth, and from walking back and forth on it. Then the Lord said to Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him on the earth, blameless and upright man, one who fears God and shuns evil, and still he holds fast to his integrity? Although you incited me against him to destroy him with that cause. So Satan answered the Lord and said, skin for skin. Yes, all that a man has, he will give for his life. But stretch out your hand now and touch his bone and his flesh, and he will surely curse you to your face. And the Lord said to Satan, behold, he is in your hand, but spare his life. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and struck Job with painful boils from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head.
Okay, I want you to be marking these things, right? Job, he didn't even know this conversation. But he woke up in the morning with a sickness from his legs to his head. What was happening? He had what?
Boils.
He developed boils. Now, I want you to be seeing these things. I want your attention, because we are going to do something tonight that is going to deliver you or deliver your family completely. Amen. Hear me. This is not the history we are teaching. Continue reading. Number one. Okay? Number two.
And he took for himself a portion with which to scrap himself with while he sat in the midst of the ashes.
Are you understanding that? Do you understand that this is Job? He goes, he sits somewhere, he's just scratching himself everywhere. And even the nails were no longer working. He takes something to be using to be scratching himself. He even sits in the ashes. There are people today who are passing through some sicknesses and situations and they think it's normal. But it's a spiritual attack. Continue reading. I'll tell you where to stop.
Then his wife said to him, do you still hold fast to your integrity? Curse God and die.
Are you understanding the wife now? The wife says what?
Curse God and die.
She's not saying let's curse God together. She wants when he dies, she must get married again now. Jesus Christ. Why can't you say let's curse God together? All right. Some of these things happening in your marriages, I have seen people where even they are told by people to say, they want you to curse a man of God. They want you to speak bad about someone who's anointed. They want you to have a bad picture. Sometimes it's a spiritual attack. Go ahead reading. Just go ahead reading.
But he said to her, you speak as one of the foolish women.
Indeed.
You speak as one of the foolish women speaks. Shall we indeed accept good from God? And shall we not accept adversity? In all this, Job did not sin with his lips.
Say with me, in the name of Jesus, I rebuke every attack over my life. All right. Now we're going to open the book of Job, chapter 1, verse 13, from verse 13.
Now, there was a day when his sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And a messenger came to Job and said, the oxen were plowing and the donkeys feeding beside them. When the Sabines raided them and took them away, indeed they have killed the servants with the edge of the sword. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the fire of God fell from heaven and burnt up the sheep and the servants and consumed them. And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said,
so children are dead. The farm, all the animals gone. There was a fire that burnt into the farm. Apparently, the children in the house, there was an explanation. If there were newspapers that time, there was a news to say, oh, there was an earthquake and the houses collapsed and the children have died. And again, there was a fire in the farm and all the animals died. But all these things are not happening, you know, for the sake of the animals, but it is an attack of Job. Some of the things happening to your house, to your car, to your children, the fees, the what, they are not just happenings. You are the target. You are under spiritual attack. This is why we want to handle you. Can I say it again? This is why we want to deal with this matter once and for all. You need this deliverance. Continue reading. Just continue reading.
While he was still speaking, another also came and said, the Chaldeans formed three bands, raided the camels, and took them away. Yes, and killed the servants with the edge of the sword.
You know what camels were in the Bible? They were trucks. They were being used for logistics. And do you know how many camels Job had?
And I alone have escaped to tell you. While he was still speaking, another also came and said, your sons and daughters were eating and drinking wine in their oldest brother's house. And suddenly, a great wind came from across the wilderness and struck the four corners of the house. And it fell on the young people, and they are dead. And I alone have escaped to tell you.
So what type of that wind, if it was today in the news, they could say what type of wind was it? They would have said there was a cyclone, there was a tornado. Can you imagine where people are saying there was a tornado in America, where it was actually demonic, and the target was a particular building? How do you explain this? Now, check chapter 1, verse 3, because when we say camels, the camels of Job, you know, they all were captured. There was, in fact, the Chaldeans who were coming to fight the war. The Bible says they came in four groups. To them, it was like fighting. They were behaving like Al-Shabaab, where they would come, especially in Nigeria, where they come and just lay the village, capture kids, capture what they want to get, and go. This day, they went exactly where Job's animals were, and they captured the camels. Do you know how many camels were there? Camels in the Old Testament were being used for logistics. They were the modern trucks. Do you know how many there were? In chapter 1, verse 3, can you read it? Maybe people may not understand this.
Also, his possessions were 7 southern sheep.
All right. So when the Bible says that there was a fire that came into the farm and burned the sheep, how many were they?
7,000.
He lost 7,000 sheep in a day. All right?
3,000 camels.
3,000 camels. Trucks. Do you understand? You've got 3,000 trucks and they're all gone in one day. We are talking of logistics. Job, the Bible says nobody has been rich like Job until today. Now, we are dealing with you. You only lost 2 cars and you are crying. You lost 1 house and it's an issue. This man lost 3,000 camels. He was controlling the whole logistic hub in the Middle East. The man had 7,000 ships and he was controlling the meat supply in the Middle East. The company closed. As he's still thinking about that, his children dead. This man, as we are talking, he has got wounds, the whole body. He's scratching everywhere. He's in pain. But all these things are demonic what? Attacks. Now, I have got somebody today who the enemy is playing the same games. Contracts this, just a delay, and then just to go through this person, and then it's like a lot of explanations, and you think it's just happening. Something is happening behind the scene, and we want to stop it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Come on, if your amen is loud, I'm talking to you. Amen. Now watch this. Continue reading. Just read more. One more verse.
Then Job arose, tore his robe, and shaved his head, and he fell to the ground and worshipped.
Are you seeing the difference? Are you seeing the difference? Yes. Did he cry?
No.
He what? Worshipped. Say with me, signs you're under spiritual attack.
Signs you're under spiritual attack.
So let's take these points down from the verses we have just read. Number one, sudden loss. Finances, family, physical health. Sudden loss. If you are sensing a sudden loss, could it be family, could it be finances, or physical health, just know that it's an attack that is happening. From what we are studying, we have just taken Job first. We want to study. Now, if suddenly you are losing money, suddenly things are just disappearing, sudden loss of finances, opportunities, doors, if these things are happening around you, you do not even have to think. Something spiritual is taking place. You are under spiritual attack. I know when we are preaching, when pastors are preaching, we want to talk about salvation and receive Jesus Christ. But hear this. Are we seeing the devil all over the companies of Job? His company, his meat company was attacked. His logistic business attacked. This is the same thing today. You may not be using the camels like in those days, but you're using cars. People have got trucks. People have got whatsoever they're doing. Buses. Do you understand that the devil came again? All he did was to attack what was making Job, Job. He came after everything. His children, his companies, his businesses. He touched everything. Now, understand this. If you understand how the enemy operates, you will now know to say, oh, I think now I now know why I need this prayer of deliverance. I can promise you, most of you, the enemy has made you to sleep. That you are in a battle, but you behave like you're not in a battle. That the enemy has come full force. He is not even giving you an opportunity to have money. He is not even giving you an opportunity to have a possession. He is coming. Every door that is opening, whether it has opened in the morning, he attacks it. Another opportunity, he attacks it. You try this, he attacks it. That should give you an intelligence that something wrong is happening here. I need a prayer. And this type of prayer, it is not what you say, I prayed last year or I prayed a month ago. No, this is a perpetual, continuous prayer. Am I talking to somebody here? This one is a perpetual prayer, a continuous prayer. We are not stopping. The enemy must leave. Amen. Somebody say, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Now what happened? Job lost his family. His wife divorced him. All his children died. The man was now alone. What people thought it was just a happening. So, oh, in fact, Job, even his wife left him. To people, it was a normal. It was a normality to everyone else, but it was not. Am I speaking to somebody right here? Number one. I've given you this example from the examples of Job. Sudden loss. If you see, some of you, there are some deaths that are happening in your family. They are not normal. People are just dying. Not only that, your health, you have lost your health now. Or somebody in your family, what is happening in your family, it is not a normal thing. Tonight, I want you to understand this, that we want to stand against it. Raise up your right hand and speak with holy anger. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Say it again. Say, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Every spiritual attack,
every spiritual attack
over my life,
my body,
my finances,
my family,
I cast out. Say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, can we go ahead?
Yes.
We are still on the life of Job. We have got 9 people in the Bible that are actually very interesting, and I'd like us to study them. God's willing, we will. But we have just picked one for now. I have started with somebody we all know, the name Job. But people do not know the battle and the spiritual warfare that was behind. There was so much. And some of the things that we are sharing right now are similar with what is happening with you. Say, every sudden loss, of finances,
family,
I command out.
Every sudden loss
of my health,
I speak restoration.
Now listen to me. Do you know what happened? Let me share another example before I actually go to what happened. Example number 2. For you to know that you're under spiritual attack, accusations and mockery. People begin to accuse you. Or people start mocking you. Am I talking to you? People start what? Mocking you. And some accusing you. Hey. Some of you here, people are actually laughing at you. You have no idea. Maybe you just don't know, because when you meet them, they look good. But there are discussions about you on different WhatsApp groups. You think they love you. I know it. But people are discussing about you. People are mocking. Some of us, accusations are every day. It makes us realize to say, oh, I'm under spiritual attack. That's why we're very watchful and prayerful. We're going to be finished long time ago. Listen to me. It is a sign that you are under spiritual attack. There is an assignment in the dark world to bring you down. For you to know that you're under spiritual attack, mocker. In fact, your own friends, they are saying, but you've been praying for a long time. Let's go to Job chapter 30. Chapter 30. Let's go there quickly. Verse 1. Let's read it.
But now they mock at me. Men younger than I, whose fathers I disdained to put with the dogs of my flock.
Did you hear that? Are you understanding? Good News Translation. But men younger than I am, make fun of me now. Do you understand that? Making what?
Fun of me, younger than I am.
He says, even their parents, I would not even employ them to take care of my dogs. But these are the people now, people who are actually lower than me, are now looking at me and are laughing at me. This is not just a happening. Mockery. It is not just a happening. It is a sign of a spiritual what? You under spiritual attack. Trust you me. And accusations. People are accusing you. You don't even understand what you did. Laughing at you, mocking. A lot of things are happening. People are actually belittling you, thinking you are useless. It is not just a happening. You see, you get angry. That's a problem. And that's what he wants you to. You get emotional. That's what the enemy wants you to do. We don't get emotional. We don't get angry. We handle the enemy. Amen. Somebody say, I'm handling the enemy. Am I talking to somebody right here? And I can promise you, if we can continue these prayers for the next 3 weeks, you will see a great change over your life. I can promise you, you will see how things will begin to turn around. Say with me, in the mighty name of Jesus, every attack over my life, I command to come out. In chapter 12, verse 4,
I am one mocked by his friends.
Imagine your own friends.
Who God on God?
Men of God. People were even praying. They were praying together with Job. These people even call on God. And they begin to mock him. We have gone through those things like so many times. People who pray, men of God and women of God, are the first to start mocking at us. We don't answer them back because we know it's a spiritual attack. And we handle it spiritually. That's why those who are laughing at us today, the world is laughing at them. And as we have become more strong and greater, because we do not take a chance. Say with these words with me. Say in the name of Jesus. I now discover you, Satan. Say, you spirit, you can't hide any longer. I rebuke you. Out of my way. Now hear this. Why were they mocking at Job? For him to feel what? Bad. This is a psychological warfare. You are under spiritual attack. Don't just answer the people. Don't just think, why are they fighting me? Don't just look. No, it's not just happening. There is something that is happening behind the scene. The enemy is scared of you. He sees your potential. He sees what you can do. And he wants to discourage you. It will not happen.
Amen.
Somebody say, not under my watch. I will not be stopped. In NIV, it says, I have become what?
I have become a laughing stock.
Imagine.
To my friends. Though I called on God and he answered. A mere laughing stock, though righteous and blameless.
Did you understand that? Signs were under spiritual attack. Let's go to chapter 19, verse 19.
All my intimate friends detest me. Those I love have turned against me.
When people are turning against you, it's not just a happening. Do you understand that these things were happening? People were just against the job. It was looking so normal and physical. But behind, the Bible says there was a devil controlling everything. Am I speaking to you? Imagine you have lost your family. You have lost everything. I told you this. Imagine I was with my wife and we are going to court. And we hear a message to say, your daughter is gone. It was the same period. Now we are going to the airport to welcome our child. Now, she's gone. And we're standing there. And the whole news is all over the whole world. And we receive a message that 11 pastors are saying they have stopped church. Resigning on the day of funeral. And I'm standing like this. I'm thinking maybe the message may be there from my pastors saying to say, Papa, we are standing with you. And they say, Papa, I want to inform you that we'll no longer be with you. And I stood there. I looked at my wife and I hugged her. And I said, this is a battle we're going to win. Amen. Listen to me. The enemy is not smiling at you. Don't think he's smiling at you. He knows who you are, what you're able to do, and what you can do. And he's doing everything possible to stop you. But I have good news for you. Yes. You are winning in this battle. Don't think when people are hating you, all of a sudden people are fighting you, people are, you know, like some funny behavior and all these type of things. Don't think it's normal. Am I speaking to you?
Oh, yes.
It is not just a happening. What is happening? Some of you, like, all this, you go to work and you have nothing to do with this person. And they're just giving you attitude from nowhere. Like really? Like, just attitude. And then you also develop an attitude, say, me too. I can also fire back. And the Bible says, men who also call on the name of God, they hate me for no reason. In church, not even greeting you, say, hi. Yeah, hi. Ah, what wrong have I done? Nothing. But just know that it's a spiritual what? Trust you me. Believe me or not, you are under spiritual attack. The enemy is after you. There is something he wants to see you doing. He wants you to react. The moment you react, then he hits you. And that's why when people react, then boom. If he wants to hit you with a sickness, he hits you that period. If he wants to hit you with the financial lack, he hits you at that period. Every moment you open a loophole, say, I cover myself. Understand this. So when we are praying, when we are teaching these things, I'm trying to show you how the enemy, look at Job. Everyone is looking at Job. Some people are hating him. His wife says, curse God and die. Even the wife is bringing the spirit of death over the husband. From nowhere, the wife wants the husband to die. She says, my husband, just curse God and die. Am I speaking to you? Even people now are wishing him dead. His own wife. But what is happening is a spiritual what? Attack. Can you imagine if he reacted? To say, hey, I'm divorcing you. Hey, even now, hey, you go to court to say, hey, this woman, hey, she wants him dead. But what was happening at that period? It was spiritual. And some of you right now, you are in those spiritual attacks. Your boyfriend or your husband, for no reason, something is happening, you can't even understand it. I know how the enemy operates. You must be very careful. And some of you are behaving strange all of a sudden. Or you are failing to understand each other. Trust you me, something spiritual is happening. Something spiritual is happening. Be very careful. Can we go ahead?
Yes.
Let's talk about, for you to know, you're under spiritual attack. Despair and regrets. Anyone else, if you're watching me now and somewhere in any place, you begin to regret. Let's go to the book of Job, same chapter. Chapter 3, verse 11.
Why did I not perish at birth and die as I came from the womb?
Are you there? Can you imagine what Job is asking? He now even hates himself. Now, this, I'm going to take some little bit of time here. He hates the fact that he's alive. There are people right now who are actually asking themselves these questions. Because of what they are passing through, they're like, What is this? I'm tired with my life. It is too much. I'm just so tired. You are not tired. You are under attack. I promise you. You are not tired. Oh, I'm just, it's too much. Indeed, it's too much. I'm telling you. You're under a spiritual attack. This is why this program do matter. We'll remove that attack. Amen. Hear me. I'm speaking as your prophet. We will remove that attack. Amen. Somebody say, in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Say it again, in the mighty name of Jesus. Every attack over my life.
Every attack over my life.
I command you, come out.
Come out.
Regrets, despair. Feeling heavy. Feeling is too much. Can you imagine Job woke up in the morning, he just began to think like, I think this is just too much. Why didn't I just die when I was born? If you are feeling that it's just too much on you, or the life is becoming so heavy on you, it is not just a happening. It is a sign that you're under spiritual attack. Job had no clue that there was a meeting between the devil and God. He didn't even know what was happening. To him, it was just life as usual. But trust you me, it was not. There were spirits working day and night. And they had a goal. The goal was that Job, the Bible says what? He should curse God. Because the devil said these things to God. He said, if I touch Job, if we remove things from Job, he will curse you. And guess who comes and says, curse God? The wife. What is wrong? In Eden, the wife. And the one who's sent with the same assignment of cursing God to Job, the wife again. Said, no, just curse him. At least my wife is not like that. I don't know about yours. Say with me, say in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Attacks are not allowed in my house.
So
I shall see them,
but
they'll
not come near me.
You see, these attacks won't stop coming. But they will not affect you.
Amen.
Jesus said, none of your hair shall be lost.
Amen.
I remember that was the same statement I kept on speaking in 2021. I kept on saying, none of my hair shall be lost.
Amen.
Let's look at another person who was under spiritual attack. Elijah. Wait, I'm using these great people. Because some of you think you are so spiritual that the attacks cannot come to you. Wait, are you more powerful, more than Elijah? You can't even go one drop from heaven of rain. You know, it's easy to pray for rain to fall. It is more difficult to say it must not fall. Do you know Elijah stopped the rain for 3 years? He caused a regional hunger at his wish. And then, after stopping it, he prayed that it must come. And even he struggled. The prayer to stop it was more powerful. That he even made the first prayer to call it back, it didn't come. The same rain he stopped himself. Prayed for the second time, it never showed up. I don't know what type of prayer it was to say it must never rain. If Elijah died before that prayer, until today, there could be no rain in Israel. Well, this is a great man. But let us see something that is very important. One day, he woke up in the morning and he was attacked. So I don't care whether you're a pastor or you're an apostle or you're a prophet. You can be attacked. You can be attacked spiritually. And this is why being vigilant is always important. utmost important. Let's see this quickly. Let's read the book of Kings. And we're going to read 1 Kings 19 from verse 1 to 4.
And Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done, also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, "So let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as a life of one of them by tomorrow."
The gods. Jezebel is invoking her gods. Now hear what will happen immediately. Why sending that message? If you wanted to kill Elijah, why not just killing him? But that immediately, it opened a loophole. And immediately, Elijah went through spiritual attack. Sometimes the threats you receive can open a loophole and give you what? A spiritual attack and hit you so hard. This is a man who just called the rain and the rain came down. And now, he's being told to say that by my gods. Which gods? The same gods which failed to call for rain. Am I talking to you? Because the gods of Jezebel were gods of Baal. And her own false prophets who were serving Baal failed to call for the rain. So Elijah killed them. And then she's now standing. She's saying, "I will invoke my gods. And I'll make sure you die." Now, continue reading. See what happened. And that's what is happening to so many believers today. You know, the bank sends you a message, "I'm getting a property," or something happens, and then that fear that comes in can open a loophole, and a bigger demon can hit you so hard. This message from Jezebel brought in a new and strange spirit upon the man of God. Now read it. When he read the message, when he heard the message,
"And when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life and went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and left his servants there. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a broom tree. And he prayed that he might die and said, 'It is enough. Now, Lord, take my life, for I am no better than my fathers.'"
What did he say? It is what?
Enough.
Does that relate to some people? Where they say, "I think what I'm going through is just too much." And now, all of a sudden, the man wants to what? To die. The man, let me tell you what he did. He walked for 30 days, walking into the wilderness. No food for 40 days. No food, no nothing. Until he became so weak, he said, I want to die here. So can you imagine walking into the wilderness for 40 days, walking? No trees, nothing. No water, nothing. And he said, "I just want to fall down wherever I'll get tired. I just want to fall down and die." And he did that. He fell down. He said, "God, I just want to die." That was suicide. It took an angel who came down and he said, "Hey, you're not dying now." An angel took bread and gave him and meat. I thought he would say no. He ate it. You're not hearing me. I thought Elijah would say no. "I want to die." The angel said, "Meat." He took it and he ate it. I thought you wanted to die. But understand this. There is something bigger. Where is Elijah getting this spirit from? Why is he all of a sudden he's trying to kill himself? Now, this is not a normal thing. It is a spiritual what? Attack. Be careful. There are people right now who think it's enough. They are tired. They are finished. I just want to die. Oh, I'm giving up. Oh, now, whatsoever you may explain, any explanation you may speak, it is what the enemy wanted. And you must stand on your ground and rebuke the enemy. Do you know when Elijah was doing that, an angel came and he said, who told you to do this? Don't you know you have an assignment? And on that day, the angel said, go to the mountain. God is waiting for you. When he went to the mountain, the Lord came down and spoke to him what he must do. He could have aborted the mission that God wanted him to do by dying early. It is a spiritual attack. Spiritual exhaustion. It is not just a happening. That fatigue where you are feeling, I think now I'm tired. I think this is too much. I'm passing through a lot. All these problems after another problem. I think, listen to me. Normally these things will happen when you're about to have a what? A breakthrough. Elijah was behaving like this when actually angels, chariots in heaven were already preparing to come and pick him. The man could have died and be buried, yet his departure from the earth was not through death. Chariots were coming to pick him, and the man wanted to kill himself. There are people who God wants to lift them up, and they are giving up now. It is a spiritual attack. There are people now who were praying so powerful in those days. They gave up in prayer. They pray, yes, but not like before because of challenges and problems. You are under spiritual attack. I'm telling you, God is calling you back into prayer. The angel said to Elijah, he said, do not give up. Go to the mountain. Go in prayer, for the Lord is looking for you. There are people who are giving up right now, and the Lord is saying, go in the room. The Lord wants to speak with you. There is a conversation you're going to have. There is a promotion about to happen. There is a lifting up that's about to happen. And when Elijah went to the mountain, the Lord spoke to Elijah. He said, now go and anoint Jehu. Go and anoint Elisha. God gave him an assignment. When he gave him an assignment, God said, now we want to pick you to heaven. And chariots will be released. The man was picked by chariots. And yet his death, he wanted to die like a foolish man. He wanted to die a death of a foolish man who hangs himself, who commits suicide by dying. And yet the man had an assignment. God had prepared, he had prepared an executive departure. That the day he was leaving, angels were involved. Chariots of heaven were involved. Yet he wanted to kill himself. There are people right now with deeper assignments. The man was so anointed. Elijah was so anointed that in fact it was not even worth a while to run away from Jezebel. Am I talking to you? He was so anointed that in fact he just gave an anointing to one of his sons. Am I speaking to you? And when the son of Elijah took the anointing from Elijah, he went to meet Jezebel. And when he stood up and looked at Jezebel, he didn't even fight Jezebel. When Jezebel looked at the spiritual son of Elijah, the Bible says on her own, she was upstairs on her own. She just became weak. Am I talking to you? Her own men who were taking care of her helped her to push her, to throw her away from upstairs. She died and dogs came and ate her body. And it wasn't even Elijah. It was his spiritual what? Son. And yet it is this woman he was running away from to say, I want to die. The problems you are running away from, the problems that are giving you stress day and night, you carry so much anointing to defeat them. You carry so much power to challenge them. And tonight I speak in the name of Jesus. This situation will collapse. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What? He was running away from. It was a spiritual attack. All of a sudden he was not scared on what he can defeat. Not even him. A spiritual son. God said, you're running away. He said, don't run away. Go and anoint your son. That son you are going to anoint, he will kill Jezebel, not even you. God challenged him like that. He went, he anointed the son. Am I speaking to you? Am I speaking to you?
Oh, yes.
And do you know how he anointed the son? Through another person again. He says, take this anointing, run into the house. And he just anointed the person and ran. He was not even involved. He was drinking tea. Am I speaking to you? Do you understand? Do you understand that the situation you are running away, that is giving you fear, that is giving you sleepless nights, that financial issue, do you understand you carry the anointing inside of you that you can defeat? Do you understand what I'm talking about? But you are under spiritual attack, and because you are under spiritual attack, it is being magnified in your mind, it is being amplified in your mind, and now you are thinking so much, you are thinking of me, why, how will this happen, and this, you carry so much power. Somebody say, every attack, every spiritual attack, I command you, come out. Do you understand? Oh, I don't know why all this sickness, all this, it also happened with Elijah, but the Bible tells us to say Jezebel was behind it. Jezebel, the Bible says she saw on her gods to say, if I will not kill you, if I will not kill you, all of a sudden, Elijah wants to kill himself. So who's trying to kill him? Is it his mind or those gods she vowed on? Hear that? Because I want you to see the connection. She vows. She says, if you will not die by my gods, if you will not die, immediately Elijah is thinking of killing himself. Who's influencing him? The gods. Am I talking to you? There's no need now of giving that woman to take a knife to come and kill him himself. After vowing to say that if you will not die, can you imagine just by kissing a man of God, by invoking on her gods, the man of God on himself wants to kill himself. Do you understand how many of you are making decisions, not because you are making them, but there's an influence behind. And in fact, that influence, it is an influence that you can stand against and you can defeat it. And Elijah is running away. The spirit is troubling him, said, die. And the Bible says, and I love it, it says an angel came down and said, hey, what you're doing is useless. Eat. No need to kill yourself. Now imagine if an angel didn't come down. So be careful, because some of you, an angel will not come down. We will bury you. Say amen. Say in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak with divine authority. Every attack in my body, in my finances, in my family, every attack in my life, I rebuke you now by the Spirit of Almighty God, in Jesus' holy name.